decision on Green Bay Packers running back Josh Jacobs, who was released from jail today after being booked yesterday on 5 domestic violence charges, including felony strangulation and suffocation. DA David Lassay said in a statement, quote, "Our office has requested additional investigation as there is reason to believe that additional evidence may exist that would impact whether criminal charges are appropriate," unquote. The Indianapolis Colts posted a video of quarterback Daniel Jones throwing during individual drills at OTAs today. Jones tore his Achilles last December. Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals, a 1-0 lead at Milwaukee in the bottom of the fifth. Cardinals pitcher Dustin May has not allowed a hit through 4 2/3 innings with 8 strikeouts.
Fox Sports update on the Right Choice KPRL brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, specials on wine, and dinner specials Thursday through Saturday. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Well, for decades, experts have done their best to estimate the size of California's almond crop prior to harvest. While producing most of the world's supply, the global market rises and falls with the fate of the Central Valley crop. Expectations of a shortage can stoke competition among buyers and raise prices, while large crop forecasts can achieve the opposite. The expansion of California's almond industry made it harder to forecast statewide yields. And President Trump is defending Chinese purchases of U.S. farmland during his visit to Beijing. Speaking with Fox News, Trump said removing Chinese buyers from the market would negatively impact farm real estate prices. The comments marked a notable shift from Trump's earlier hardline position on Chinese ownership of U.S. agricultural land and drew renewed attention from farmers and national security advocates concerned about foreign investment in farmland near military installations. And recent studies by North Dakota State University revealed that U.S. tariffs and resulting retaliatory tariffs are driving significant economic losses for American agriculture, heavily impacting exports and raising farming costs. The study found retaliatory tariffs from China caused roughly $15 billion in annual losses for American agricultural exports. China's embargo on U.S. soybeans alone accounts for almost half the total. It's also caused significant damage to beef, poultry, and cotton exports.
Activate your crops' defense with Orbix from Helena. Orbix is a next-generation foliar nutritional that produces stronger, more productive crops by mitigating stress. It improves plant vitality with select plant extracts, high-analysis NPK and micronutrients enhanced with the efficiency of ENC formulation technology. Unleash yield potential in your crops this season with Orbix. Contact your Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are mixed in choppy trading as the tech rally loses some steam ahead of earnings from artificial intelligence hardware supplier Marvell Technology. That happens after the closing bell today. Marvell's financial results will likely give investors more insight into AI demand. Oil prices continue to decline with West Texas Intermediate crude below $90 a barrel. Memory chip makers, which have been the darling of Wall Street of late, are pulling back except for shares of Micron Technology. Its stock is up over 1%. Micron surging past the $1 trillion market cap milestone in record time on Tuesday. Shares of Boeing are taking off and are up over 1% after the aerospace giant received FAA approval to increase 737 MAX production. The production increase signals improving quality control, which is critical for Boeing to boost earnings and free cash flow. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
You know, protecting your home should not be a headache. Many security companies, they lock you into these multi-year contracts. No, SimpliSafe Home Security, they do things differently. With SimpliSafe, you get award-winning 24/7 professional monitoring around $1 a day without any long-term commitment. SimpliSafe, they just want to earn your trust every day by doing a great job. Right now, you'll get 50% off your custom system by going to simplisafe.com/Hannity. Half off when you go to simplisafe.com/Hannity. And remember, there's no safe like SimpliSafe.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends, next on KPRL. Brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
How far do we go in our effort to change this land from a melting pot into an all-nation smorgasbord? I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by Mills Construction. For architectural, metal, roofing, and siding, call Aaron at 610-1256.
From the very first, this nation has been made up of a collection of minorities forming a majority we call Americans. We hyphenated ourselves, yes, to explain the origin of family, calling ourselves German-American, Irish-American, Italian-American, whatever. And as first-generation Americans, the success of the melting pot became evident as more and more of us began describing our heritage as French and Dutch, or Irish, Scotch and English, Austrian and Italian. You name the mix, we had them all. Our ancestry traces to every corner of the world, but with one common characteristic which makes us Americans. Those forefathers of ours, and yes, today's modern immigrants, had and have an extra love of liberty and an extra ounce of courage which made it possible for them to tear up roots and journey to a faraway land in search of more personal freedom and better opportunities for themselves and their children. Yes, we keep our pride of origin, perpetuate the memory of ancestral song and custom, dress up in ethnic costume for certain ceremonial days. We also carry the stars and stripes and sing the Star-Spangled Banner on those occasions. Of late, however, and possibly for political purposes, we seem bent on doing away with the melting pot, recreating strict ethnic divisions. A few weeks back, I commented on bilingual education and its failure to do anything toward improving the ability of students speaking a foreign tongue to master English. The other day, a typical American drove me to the airport in a town where I'd been speaking. He decried our law, which requires the printing of our ballots in two languages. Then he told me how he had come to this country from Italy when he was 10 years old. Like millions before and since, he learned English without the help of special programs, and he said at home in the evenings he and his brothers and sisters would help their parents learn English. He's still a fairly young man and as American as baseball. A California news item the other day reported on the cost of printing ballots in two languages and the waste because hundreds of thousands of them were thrown away as uncalled for at the polling places in our neighborhoods. Now from the National Review Bulletin, I glean the following item. The federal government has ordered three counties of North Carolina to print ballots in the language of the Lumbee Indians. There's a problem. There is no Lumbee language. There was once, but when white settlers moved into the area, the Indians abandoned it in favor of English. County officials are considering asking for a federal grant to invent a Lumbee language and teach it to the Lumbees so they can carry out the law requiring dual language ballots. Washington isn't doing well in English these days. Here's an HEW working paper.
In terms of heads who worked as one would expect, the proportion of heads who worked is greater for total poor heads compared to poor heads eligible for welfare, greater still for non-poor heads eligible for welfare. Unquote. Try that in Lumbee. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan, in his own voice, brought to you by Mills Construction, specializing in pre-engineered metal buildings. Call Aaron at 610-1256. KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Welcome to Sound Off. My name is Karen Veely, your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. I'm also an investigative reporter with Cal Coast News. Go to Cal Coast News. There is no paywall. And today I'm going to have Linda George on the show. She is a Paso Robles resident and one of the people who was harassed by Ty Lewis in the past. Ty, the former city manager, Ty Lewis, when he was trying to get a payout from the city, he made a number of claims against Linda and other people. In the end, the claims were not proven, but we'll get into that. I'll get into that later in the show. But Linda George is on the show today. Thank you for coming in today, Linda.
Hi, thank you, Karen.
We're going to start today by talking about a recent happening. So as it is all tied to the conspiracy, the allegations of a conspiracy, the payout to Ty Lewis. There is a couple. There's a Paso Robles couple that has been delivering marijuana in the city for a very long time. Their names are Grace and Ernest Hall. Grace also goes by Grace Johnson. That's important. She has two different names. They had a delivery license for marijuana, and they were doing an okay job. They were in the city, and at the time, they had I had spoken to him. I actually, for those that remember, I had Ernest Hall on my show in March 2024. Ernest came on and said, "We're not permitted to do recreational marijuana. Here's how the law works. The city has to approve recreational marijuana and marijuana people that sell out of store or out of businesses in their community. But anybody else can bring recreational in." And so Ernest only had a medical license, and he said, "They watch us with cameras. They're very, very strict. We can't make a living. Everybody else can deliver in and do recreational, and not enough people anymore now that it's legal have medical marijuana licenses." At the time, I actually agreed with him. I thought it was hard. He had said, sure, Ty Lewis had promised to help him get in and get things going, to get a pot shop and to get recreational, but he hadn't followed through. And I had him on the show a couple times. They also at the time had a chicken restaurant I thought was delicious. So we had him on the show a couple times to talk about those things. But then, and the reason we're talking about this now is that they were recently on April 14th, they were busted delivering recreational pot when the city doesn't allow people licensed through the city to deliver recreational pot. So they were charged. The district attorney's office has charged Ernest Hall. They have not charged Grace Hall, which is kind of odd to me. I know she goes by different names, and that might be part of the confusion. She's Grace Hall. She says she's married to Ernest Hall. She put the business under her former name, Grace Johnson. So the business is under Grace Johnson with the state, but she is the owner. They deliver pot together. Ernest does not have a driver's license. He has a criminal history. She's the one that's in the car as the owner of the business. Ernest hands over the pot. She drives. And again, Ernest has had a lot of criminal convictions, including DUIs. He's not able to drive a car in this city. So he can't drive and deliver cannabis. They were charged. He's got charges against him. We'll have to see where this goes and what happens. And I want to put it right out here in the beginning. This isn't about cannabis. I've had friends that had cannabis licenses. They were angry at the people that were allowed to move forward while cheating. They believed there was a lot of corruption in cannabis. They were upset. They were growers. They were upset about Helios Dayspring. They knew that he was paying bribes and he was getting approved while other people were fighting and scraping to get their licenses. This has been a big problem in the cannabis industry. Now, in 2018 is when the city first authorized Grace Johnson to have a pot delivery service, Dubs Green Garden. Ernest Hall isn't even on as a delivery driver. He's not on at all. But again, he's had 9 arrests in San Luis Obispo County, and that could have impacted his ability to get a state license. She's had 1 arrest with 4 charges, guns and other things, but she doesn't have the criminal history he has. And that's under her name, Grace Hall, which goes back. But anyway, former city manager Ty Lewis. So in October 2022, in September and October, the city, Paso Robles City Council had some meetings and they were discussing approving recreational pot. They couldn't agree to do it. They could not make an agreement. They did not make an agreement to do it. Meanwhile, the city said, we're going to update our ordinance. We're going to put a new ordinance out. We want you to approve the ordinance. I think it's like 11, 13 pages. It's huge. You got to read the whole thing. The Tribune reporters, they read it and said, oh, they're legally allowed to deliver in 25, according to this. They didn't read it correctly. First of all, the city attorney should have never put this out. But in the middle of the ordinance, it says that people in this zone is only where the zone over by where the homeless center is, over on the Black Oak area. This is the only area where we're going to have pot delivery services out of. We're only going to allow medical marijuana at this point, and anyone delivering medical marijuana is prohibited from delivering recreational. That's in the ordinance. Then you get 5 pages down lower, and it says, for 1 year, we're going to allow anybody with a license to deliver commercial. Well, first of all, commercial and recreational aren't the same thing. I've talked to the state. Commercial means you're selling it. So commercial and recreational do not mean the same thing. The city attorney and the city manager's office said, well, that means they can do recreational. Recreational and medical are the two terms. Commercial says that you're selling it for a profit. Guess what? They were already commercial. So their argument that means she could do it, that means they can do recreational, it's not the right wording. And whereas the Tribune wrote some articles saying, oh, this means they can do it, I actually called Cannabis Control. I told them what happened. I talked to the legal there. I talked to people that work there. I probably had 10 interviews. And they said if the city council voted against doing it right now, they can't do it. It doesn't matter. What happened then, though? Here's the interesting thing. Mm. Ty Lewis's office sent a letter to Cannabis, California Cannabis, saying, we just approved recreational for this group. Recreational. He didn't say commercial. He said recreational. We've just approved recreational. That's not what it says. So they approved recreational, he said. The state gave them a license, and they started delivering recreational and continued even after that year, which, again, I don't believe they were ever allowed to. But when I talked to the state, they said, no, the city has, if the city council didn't approve it, the city manager does not have a right to unit. His office can't say, I'm approving this. This is an ordinance. It's got to be a vote of the city council. It's not a vote of Ty Lewis. It's not a vote of the city attorney. I don't know what they meant when they put commercial in there. I don't know if they don't understand the wording. I'm not sure what happened. But that's where we got. And then in I had him on my show in 2024. And then in the starting around March, April, after losing the paid parking fight, Ty Lewis wanted to get a payout. He started pushing a payout well before the public was aware of it. He wanted $1 million. He wanted all the city council. And there's allegations he even made threats to harm certain council members if they didn't agree to give him $1 million. Well, guess what? It wasn't approved by at least one. And later on then, you had Ty Lewis apply for it heavier, claiming that certain people had harassed him and done things to him. And the group, the Joint Powers Insurance Group looked at it and said, no, this isn't valid. They were not going to give him money based on this. Well, then Ty Lewis suddenly has he gets Grace and Ernest Hall to be his only witnesses. And they claimed that and for those that have heard her, she actually took a lot of this back while on my show. Mm-hmm. They claimed in a letter that Ty Lewis put out that, according to Ty Lewis, they said that Councilman Chris Bausch and I were hosting meetings to get him out of office. And they were also parking meetings. I didn't go to any of the parking meetings. I don't know what he's talking about. It was absolutely untrue. Grace said on this show, she said, I never said that. So she actually said that it was fabricated. So that you get that far. But here's the interesting thing. As soon as they wrote that letter for Ty Lewis to get a payout, I think it was August 24, about a week or two later, they started putting out advertising that they can now do recreational. So they do a favor for Ty Lewis. Ty Lewis ended up getting money on that favor. And they suddenly are delivering recreational cannabis and advertising it. So I called the police department and they, this is a state license. I called the state and they said, if they've got an ordinance, the city police department is supposed to be enforcing this. It's not just, if you have a bar serving a 15-year-old, do you have to call a state employee or can you say they violated the law? I called the DA's office. They agreed. The police department is supposed to be enforcing the laws. The police department was not. They were not. I have an email from a local who asked them. They said, it's not our job. So they were delivering all the time without a license. I wrote a story. Not only were they delivering, they had underage people in the car. The cannabis rules are very, very strict. You have to deliver to a door. So if you go to a Motel 6, you have to walk up and hit the door. They would call from the car and tell people to get it through the window. That's not permitted. Absolutely not permitted. You're supposed to give receipts because they want to do track and trace for taxes. You have to do receipts. Sometimes he gives a receipt. Sometimes he doesn't. Sometimes the receipt, at that time it was showing recreational charges for recreational cannabis when he was only allowed to do medical. There was a lot of things in there. It was like a 27% tax rate. So there was a lot of things. I wrote an article. Tribune reporters then started harassing me saying, they put the ordinance up that they obviously didn't understand how to read and said, this is proof that he can do it. It's like, guys, it's not. I even had from Chloe Jones, Karen, admit you lied. Admit they do everything right. Admit they're wonderful. I was told by the, what's the guy from the Pass Robles Press from Daily News, the Scott. He had told me that they actually were all meeting at the pot shop with the Tribune, and they were talking about basically putting me out of business and putting things about my business down. So this is all going on. They're all working together, and they're putting out a lot of arguments. I'm going to finish this story, but I'm going to take a quick caller. Welcome to Sound Off.
Yeah, I'd like to know, is this going to affect the settlement that Ty Lewis had with the city? Does any of this behavior negate the settlement, and especially the whatever NDAs or agreements to hold harmless?
I wouldn't think this would affect that. I think instead this is going to be looked at as, what is going on. I don't know what's going to happen. But I don't think this would negate a settlement agreement with Ty Lewis. I think a lot of people already knew this was happening. This was clearly happening then. I wrote about it back then. It's just the police department ignored it. Everybody ignored it. And that's let me get through explaining how we got here, and then let's discuss where we're going to go through moving forward. Thank you for calling in. So then you have this, you have them doing this. Cal Coast News has put it out. The Tribune has attacked Cal Coast News repeatedly. So now we have to have, and also at this time, they actually lost, they weren't paying their taxes, and they lost their license to do business in California and continued delivering cannabis when they weren't even allowed to do business in California. So there's a lot more to this than just that. But then Linda George became very vocal. She was one of the people harassed by Ty Lewis based on some of the things Ernest and Grace Hall said. I don't think they went after you. They went after primarily Chris Bausch and myself and Glenn.
I think it was part of the agreement because we were each running for city council, because one of Ty's biggest concerns is that we were running just to dethrone him.
That might have been his concern, but I'm talking about the letter from the Halls. It didn't mention you.
I'm sure.
You were mentioned in the earlier argument. But Linda then started making this very public. We got another caller. Welcome to Sound Off. What would you like to bring to the conversation?
Yeah, Karen, this is Michael Rivera, and I just wanted to comment that Ty Lewis was a disaster for this city, and the people who appointed him as city manager were just as responsible. And this whole conspiracy thing, I want people to understand, my name was mentioned in this, quote, conspiracy, which was absolutely ridiculous. I had no idea what they were talking about. And this is just an example of the corruption at City Hall. City Hall and this whole thing has been an absolute disaster for the people of this city. It's distracted us from many things that we ought to be focusing on. It has become a sideshow circus, and it's a disgrace that we have an incompetent city manager. We've got a better one now, thank goodness. We have had an incompetent city council that has not really focused on what the truth is. They've had their own vendettas, personal vendettas, against certain people for whatever the reason is, not with the interest of the city. And I'm just disgusted with the fact that that Ty Lewis has gotten away with so much for so long, and he hasn't been held accountable. And I think that it's about time that that he be held accountable in some fashion. And as far as the Dubs go, this game is being played. It's a sad thing for this city to have this whole nightmare happening. But, you know, when you're dealing with an illicit, which used to be, not now because it's been legalized, a drug, and the people affiliated with this over a long period of time, which have been unsavory. Maybe there's a different atmosphere in that industry now. I kind of doubt it, but that's just my opinion. But I think that we need to really clean house at City Hall and make sure that Ty Lewis is somehow held accountable for the disruption and the disgraceful behavior that, you know, he assaulted me, and nothing was ever really done about that. Well, thank goodness he's gone now. And the people who sit on that city council knew full well what had occurred.
And that's part of the issue here, is that law enforcement has been told repeatedly, have been complained, you know, Linda complained about what they did to her son. You complained about what he did to you. Glenn O'Hagan complained about what happened to him. Multiple people who complained then have been basically harassed. And remember, Ty Lewis, in the middle of all this, he said he was afraid of Glenn O'Hagan and tried to get a restraining order against Glenn O'Hagan. This is what they do. They threaten lawsuits and try to get restraining orders. He tried to get a restraining order on him. And the only one that can serve a restraining order is the sheriff's department. Now, anybody can legally serve it, but the only law enforcement that legally serves it. But if you have a buddy in the police department or you have a friend that you can pay in the police department, they'll go serve it for you, not as a police officer, as a private citizen. Glenn was out of town for about a month, and I think he had 20 attempts by three different officers that went over in plain clothes. They sat outside his home. It went on for a very long time. But we're going to get back, and I'm going to explain what the rest of this issue is. And we'll get back, and we'll start discussing what's next.
Usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Central Coast Tractor Work, with decades of construction and earthwork experience. They are the go-to outfit for all your home, farm, and ranch excavation needs. They do site prep, excavation, grading, trenching, utility work, demolition. They even do brush removal and lots more. They handle it all, and no job is too small. Call them today and get your project moving. And by the way, they work weekends. Central Coast Tractor Work, 805-440-6361.
Midstate Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Midstate Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidstatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Welcome back to Sound Off. My name is Karen Veely. I have Linda George on the show. We're talking about an article I wrote yesterday. It's called Paso Robles Marijuana Seller Busted for Illegal Deliveries.
Shocker.
After illegally delivering for like more than 2 years, and it was out there, people knew about it. I had videos of them not delivering what was ordered. There's track and trace to get taxes. There's rules in cannabis. It's like liquor. There are rules in liquor. There are rules in cigarettes. These are controlled substances. For those that say, oh, this is no big deal, it is a big deal. It is a big deal. There's taxes and there's rules, and they have to be followed by everyone. Even if you are making statements for the city manager, the rules count for you. So basically then, what happened was they did this sting. They did the sting, and well, first of all, let's go back to the conspiracy. They did this long conspiracy thing, and then in mid-2025, after they got thousands, I mean, they made so many records requests to Chris Bausch that he had, I think it was, I can't remember how many thousands of emails he had.
2,500 or something to that sort.
I think it was more than that.
It
was way more than that. Yeah. There were certain ones that were relevant. He had to go over like 6,000 or something.
Yeah.
But anyway, there was nothing there. There was no smoking gun. We were not having meetings. They said, oh, we're going to be able to prove you guys are talking on the texting and things. It wasn't happening. I texted some questions to him. Karen asked questions. We think they're inappropriate. What? What about your questions, Chloe? What about your questions? Karen, will you admit you lied about everything? Karen, will you admit they've never broken the law? Chloe, are you now going to Mint? Not only did the, your article is basically, oh, poor them. Nobody should be making them have business licenses. It's more than that. Track and trace rules regarding who you deliver to. It's a controlled substance, Chloe. It's like asking for an ID when you do a bottle of wine. You may not like it. It may be a legal substance for adults to use, but there are rules involved with it, and there's required to be followed. Whether you are meeting with them and you think they're wonderful people, they still have to follow the law, Chloe. And I think you probably should apologize at this point and say, wait a minute, we were wrong. You were right. They were violating the law. I don't think that's going to happen, though. But anyway, so where we're at right now is they were busted. He is facing charges. But here's one of my questions. The business, they actually said, we found out they were advertising. They started advertising in September 24. Mm-hmm. So they realized they were advertising recreational. And they busted them. She owns the business. He does not. He's not listed as a worker in the business. She is. She was in the car and driving. Why did they only charge Ernest? That means the business doesn't suffer any harm. Who in the city decided, because Ernest didn't drive that car. Ernest did not drive over and make that delivery. Grace did. Mm-hmm. They do it together. Ernest was on my show. We never do it apart. I said, why don't you guys? He was telling me, you know, she really likes the chicken business. I really like the pot business. And I said, why don't you both do your own thing? He says, oh, no, we only work together. Mm. But he doesn't have a driver's license. He can't do a pot delivery without a driver's license.
Right.
And the business is in his wife's name because he has an extensive criminal history. Mm-hmm. But here's where we're at right now. This has come full circle. And these people have now been arrested. The city's out, I think, well over $1 million. They had to pay their own attorney fees, all the money that went to Elizabeth Hold, outside attorneys, the payoff to Ty Lewis, paying off Chris Bausch's attorneys because of all the wrongdoing done. This is a very expensive thing, and Ty walked away with, what, $250?
I think so, all based on their good word, because they're good people.
I find this very, very interesting. It's sad for the community. Lots of money. It caused a lot of distraction. It caused a lot of harm. And the interesting thing is, Ty didn't just attack one person. You know, he made claims that Linda George was some odd people online. He made claims that that Rivera lied about him assaulting him, even though there is a police report. He made claims that Chris Bausch and I were hosting meetings, did not happen.
Right.
He made claims about Glenn O'Hagan that were absolutely false. There were a lot of things that harmed multiple people's reputations and caused a lot of problems in the community.
In the city, in the function of the city. Because now that he's gone, you know, hashtag tired of Ty 805. I don't know how this subject, like a horror movie, you know, Freddy comes back one more time and here he is once again, you know, famously known as Cry Lewis by Kevin. But it's amazing that we're even at this point, you know, that when I first looked into it, I had so many people call me. That's a difference, is that people call me. And if I get enough calls that come across my desk, then I'll really start looking into it. When I initially requested the records for their business, it wasn't at them. It was as just, I wanted to work on the cannabis ordinances because I love policy, and that's what started me.
Welcome to Sound Off. What would you like to bring to the conversation?
Hi, Karen. I still think the funniest thing was they thought that tape was going to convict you and Chris Bausch, and instead have vindicated you both.
Yeah, right?
Thank you very much.
Dale.
Hey, I'm going to have to, Dale, if you want to call back after the top of the hour, I got to take my top of the hour break.
Okay. Keep up the good work. And I agree, Ty Lewis, you never got a dime.
Thank you for calling it.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.